On the line, we have a wonderful human being who I happen to know very well, and I'm very, very excited to be speaking to him. We are joined all the way from Cape Town, the rabbi on the Chabad on campus and the young Jewish Cape Town. We are joined by Rabbi Nissim Goldman. Good afternoon, Rabbi. How are you?
Hi, Dylan. Thank God. A little bit tired.
Yeah, so Rabbi, before we continue, first and foremost, a big mazel tov to you and to Ariella on the birth of a baby girl.
Thank you.
So I remember when my wife and I had our first daughter, our first child. I mean, our Facebook timeline wasn't full of stories of that. But when I've gone on Facebook the last few days, my timeline, and I must be honest, the number one trending topic has been the story about your daughter's name. And we're just here to chat a little bit about that. So you named your daughter, got named on Shabbos, if I'm understanding correctly. What is her name and why is her name significant?
Our daughter's name is Chaya Razel, and Chaya was named after the Rabbitson, Chaya Mushka, Miasen, the rabbi's wife, and that's a name that we had always had planned to name her if it was going to be a girl. We didn't know what our baby was going to be.
Sure.
But we had a boy's name, and we had Chaya as a girl's name, and we weren't sure what the second name would be. And then her second name, Razel, is after a young shlucha, a young mother who unfortunately passed away last week at 23 years old. She was 36 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
And Razel Vlasovsky. And we had no idea that this was going to be our daughter's name, but last week when we saw the tragic news of her passing. I really can't explain what it just really took hold of us. It grabbed us, and we couldn't stop thinking about it. And to be honest, I've never. Yeah, we couldn't stop thinking about her. You know, we saw her picture. She had this like angelic glow, and I clicked on the story and I read a little bit about her, and all the write-ups about her were just literally like she was this angel, and how selfless and how kind and how giving and how nurturing she was, and how she couldn't wait to be a mother. I've never been grabbed by, unfortunately, there's so many tragic stories lately, I'm even guilty of being a little bit numb to them, but this one inexplicably just grabbed me, and when this thought came into my head, if we have a girl, we should name her after Razel, and I came home and I shared that with my wife. She immediately burst into tears, and she was, she said, "That's the name."
So, just and give us a little bit of understanding. So you've now decided on this name. How do you reach out to the to Razel's family? What was the next step?
So my wife had actually met Razel's mother a few years ago the Kinnas HaShluchas in the Shluchas Conference in New York. She runs a program, and she made this game about bitachon, about trust in Hashem. It's like a gamified, and so she met her at this campus at the Shluchas convention, and we purchased this product from her. So we actually had her number. We reached out to her, letting her know that we saw the story of her daughter's passing. And we would love, we'd be very honored to name our daughter after hers. And we actually asked, so because I was in the hospital over Shabbos, I couldn't name our baby after Torah.
Sure.
And I asked her and her husband if they would do the honors of naming our baby after their daughter.
In New York?
Were, Yeah, they have a Chabad house in upstate New York. And they were completely, like, I was like, I felt bad to, like, bother them, and I didn't want to disturb them, and I thought it would be quite meaningful. And they were so, taken. They broke down, and they were so, touched. And they, yeah, and absolutely, they said yes, and they were so thankful. And yeah, we've been, so we had a half an hour video call, Erev Shabbos, from the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And they told us about, they told us about Razel, their daughter. And it just was, yeah, I mean, we, you know, naming her Chaya Razel, the, which actually means like the Razel, you know, it's a prayer. After learning all about who she was, and it really is a prayer that she will live a life like Razel, of righteousness and kindness and selflessness. It is our tremendous honor. She was such an amazing person, and we continue to hear stories about her from the family members that reach out. And yeah.
So I'm making an assumption here, but you've probably been quite busy, with inundated with people speaking to you about this. And I know it's been a buzz on social media, and these kind of stories are much needed in this time, these kind of heartwarming, inspirational stories. Has it been busy? Have there a lot of people been trying to engage with you on this?
So actually, I got sent all of these stories by all the news outlets from friends that saw it.
Oh, wow.
They didn't reach out to us, but they heard about it and they published a story about it. So we weren't in touch with anyone, but I had lots of friends sending me lots of different links from all the news outlets that are publishing the story. And obviously, yeah, it's obviously very touching, and it's hit a nerve, you know.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, you guys called me, and then the Cape Chronicle wants to run a story in the next edition.
Well, we look forward to seeing the article about it. But I just want to ask you, just to round up, what message can we gain from this? I mean, I know all Jews are connected around the world, and that we all are part of one big family. But what is the actually underlying message we can take from this?
I think two things. You know, first of all, there's a tradition that we have. Arizal talks about it in the Shaar HaGilgulim, in the book on reincarnations, that when a mother and father name their child, they're given a dose of divine inspiration, that it's not coincidence, it's not chance, that Hashem, you know, is putting this idea into their heads. And honestly, that's really what it felt like. It really felt like we didn't even choose this name. It sort of chose us, you know, it chose our baby, and that's how it felt. It was so overpowering and overwhelming, that it's so strikingly obvious that this is what she needs to be. So I think it talks to a very mystical element that's happening, and the inner connectedness of our souls. And I think what you mentioned is the ultimate, is that the Jewish people are one family, and you know, we've never met Razel. We didn't know her, but we just felt such a strong connection. And that's, you know, sometimes it's revealed, sometimes it's not. But I think we need to know that it's always there, that we are one interconnected family, whether we like it or not.
Yeah. Well, Rabbi Nissim Goldman, look, firstly and foremost, Mazel Tov. Enjoy the special time. I'm sure it's been a busy time.
Thank you so much.
And look, keep up the wonderful work that you're doing. And this story is really, really inspirational. And it comes at a very important time in our community and in our world. And thank you very much. And keep up the amazing work that you're doing for the young people of Cape Town and for the people on campus at UCT and around Cape Town. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Rabbi Nissim Goldman, all the way from Cape Town, sharing a wonderful, inspirational story about the naming and what the name they chose for his new baby daughter.